Good morning, you know it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Bell sounded.
Here's the good news. And a Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where, yeah, you may have heard these stories before, but you have not heard them here. You okay over there?
No, not even a little bit. Okay. It's okay. I will be. Right. Don't you worry.
Did the wind blow the furniture around on that side of the studio?
Yeah, you know. Okay. It's almost like I need a camera holder or something.
Welcome to our Hank Facebook Livers watching on the Facebook Live. Have fun in the comments section, everybody. Well, we'll do a deep dive through some Texas topics coming up on the way. But yesterday, University of Texas announced that they will be raising ticket prices across the board because evidently it's expensive to pay players.
Oh.
And that's what they do now. And on the heels of that, and arguably the biggest downfall and nosedive, and that's saying something, in Dallas Mavericks history. Yeah, the Mavericks confirm it will increase season ticket prices. Our little Dallas Mavericks, bump of about 10 to 15%, depending on where you sit and where your tickets are, for season ticket holders. And you add this to the list of the most tone-deaf team in North Texas, and that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
More on Jerry coming up on the way. They release this information and they notify all their season ticket holders right after Kyrie Irving is out for the season now with a torn ACL and probably most of next season. The guy they traded Luka for, he's played for like 2 seconds, and then he probably won't come back for the year. And last night, LeBron James became the first player in NBA history to score 50,000 career points across the regular season and playoffs.
That's fantastic.
You know the guy that gave him the assist on that play? Luka Doncic. So there you go. Go Mavs. You now have to pay more for that product, Mavs fans. M-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-L.
Well, I mean, sure, they're very happy as a fan base. So there's a lot to argue about in a relationship. Fidelity, values, politics, and then there's dinner. You never want to forget about this. Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher, well, they've got issues. You see, she's a diehard vegan. He is absolutely not. And she is constantly trying to get him to eat more vegetables. Lighten up. Do some meatless products. But he will not have it. Apparently, they've got beef over beef. Luckily, they've got their faith and their family, which holds them together. Just another thing to remember when you get married, because it's almost like people don't change.
You know, we have another camera right there. We have an overhead. You're literally holding it right
now. I know.
Now.
I am holding it. Look, I'm...
That's not maintaining decorum.
Well, if the members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant-at-arms to restore order.
We need a couple of sergeant-of-arms right now, maybe to hold a camera.
Oh. Where's the producer?
You may have seen on Monday, the great Jimmy Johnson, not the race car driver, Dallas Cowboys former head coach, NFL coaching legend, and been on Fox NFL Sunday since, 1994, announced that he will retire from broadcasting. So Jimmy, of course, going to do what Jimmy Johnson does, and that's go out there to his boats there in Florida and soak in the sun.
Aww.
So our best to Jimmy Johnson as he goes away. And actually, Jerry Jones released a pretty classy statement yesterday on Jimmy Johnson retiring from broadcasting. Starts out talking about from the time they were in college until the time they were holding up the Super Bowl trophies, yada, yada. He makes it a little about himself, but he does end by saying, I wish you well in your fourth quarter, my friend. You will always be a winner.
Aww.
Yeah. Not Jerry, but Jimmy. Jimmy will be.
So do you remember that Joe Exotic was gunning for President Trump to get him out of the clink? But instead, the Don sent someone else to a new destination. That would be Joe's husband, Jose Marquez Flores, who the Tiger King claims is simply behind bars in the U.S. for being here illegally and being the victim of circumstances. Mr. Flores was deported 2 days before Joe's birthday. He's now trying to raise $5 million to bring him back as part of that gold card program. And they did meet the old-fashioned way. This is so romantic, KB. Mm. At the Federal Medical Center, right here in Fort Worth.
17 minutes southeast of where we sit right now. It's good to know there's still love in the world.
So romantic.
And so close nearby. Too close nearby. Couple of RIPs and further business closing, bankruptcy, and otherwise news. RIP to Skype. Anybody else use Skype over the course? We should try it, actually, here. If we could get the cameras to be held.
Representative.
Microsoft took over Skype many years ago, and they announced that they will be shutting Skype down in May. So the Teams and everything else has taken its place. Also, going on the heap, evidently Forever 21s still exist.
Oh,
they
yeah.
won't for very long. That's going away. And the malls probably that house them. And then this, Red Robin, the burger joint.
Uh-oh.
Could be closing up to 70 stores, many of those across Texas. Red Robin, the latest.
Do they have fryflation? Because they offer the unlimited fries.
Red Robin closing. I think this is. I think the bird flu is getting way out of hand. It's now affecting robins out there.
Yeah, it's contagious.
Too bad.
Does anyone wonder how Elon Musk has 14 children with 4 different women? Well,
I never want to think about that ever.
Look, he cannot help that he is a sexy beast. In fact, he was just named the world's sexiest entrepreneur and beat out other billionaires like Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg. They gave the Tesla mogul a 9 out of 10 on the sexiness scale, and the research completely valid. You see, it was completed by a company called IllicitEncounters.com.
So, Elon's the sexiest, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It also sounds like it was a very short list. And then, you know, speaking of Elon, evidently, Doge is going into the television world.
Ruh-roh.
Because announced, canceled on CBS, not renewed, FBI's Most Wanted and FBI International. Man, his reach is really extensive.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
Good morning. You know it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Bell sounding. And a Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where, you may have heard these stories before, but you have not heard them here. You okay over there?
No, not even a little bit. Okay. It's okay. I will be. Right. Don't you worry.
Did the wind blow the furniture around on that side of the studio?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
It's almost like I need a camera holder or something.
Welcome to our Hank Facebook Livers watching on the Facebook Live. Have fun in the comments section, everybody. Well, we'll do a deep dive through some Texas topics coming up on the way. But yesterday, University of Texas announced that they will be raising ticket prices across the board because evidently it's expensive to pay players.
Oh.
And that's what they do now. And on the heels of that, and arguably the biggest downfall and nosedive, and that's saying something, in Dallas Mavericks history. Yeah, the Mavericks confirm it will increase season ticket prices. Our little Dallas Mavericks get a bump of about 10 to 15% depending on where you sit and where your tickets are for season ticket holders. And you add this to the list of the most tone-deaf team in North Texas. And that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
More on Jerry coming up on the way. They release this information and they notify all their season ticket holders right after Kyrie Irving is out for the season now with a torn ACL and probably most of next season. The guy they traded Luka for, he's played for like 2 seconds and then he probably won't come back for the year. And last night, LeBron James became the first player in NBA history to score 50,000 career points across the regular season and playoffs.
That's fantastic.
You know the guy that gave him the assist on that play? Luka Doncic. So there you go. Go Mavs. You now have to pay more for that product, Mavs fans. M-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-L.
Well, I mean, sure, they're very happy as a fan base. So there's a lot to argue about in a relationship. Fidelity, values, politics, and then there's dinner. You never want to forget about this. Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher, well, they've got issues. You see, she's a diehard vegan. He is absolutely not. And she is constantly trying to get him to eat more vegetables. Lighten up, do some meatless products, but he will not have it. Apparently, they've got beef over beef. Luckily, they've got their faith and their family, which holds them together. Just another thing to remember when you get married, because it's almost like people don't change.
You know, we have another camera right there. We have an overhead. You're literally holding it right now.
I know. I am holding it. Look, I'm...
That's not maintaining decorum,
Heather. By the members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum.
Come on.
The chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order.
We need a couple of sergeant of arms right now, maybe to hold a camera.
Oh. Where's the producer?
You may have seen on Monday, the great Jimmy Johnson, not the race car driver, Dallas Cowboys, former head coach, NFL coaching legend, and been on Fox NFL Sunday since, 1994, announced that he will retire from broadcasting. So Jimmy, of course, going to do what Jimmy Johnson does, and that's go out there to his boats there in Florida and soak in the sun.
Aww.
So our best to Jimmy Johnson as he goes away. And actually, Jerry Jones released a pretty classy statement yesterday on Jimmy Johnson retiring from broadcasting. Starts out talking about from the time they were in college until the time they were holding up the Super Bowl trophies, yada, yada. He makes it a little about himself, but he does end by saying, I wish you well in your fourth quarter, my friend. You will always be a winner.
Aww.
Yeah. Not Jerry, but Jimmy. Jimmy will be.
So do you remember that Joe Exotic was gunning for President Trump to get him out of the clink? But instead, the Don sent someone else to a new destination. That would be Joe's husband, Jose Marquez Flores, who the Tiger King claims is simply behind bars in the U.S. for being here illegally and being the victim of circumstances. Mr. Flores was deported 2 days before Joe's birthday. He's now trying to raise $5 million to bring him back as part of that gold card program. And they did meet the old-fashioned way. This is so romantic, KV. Mm. At the Federal Medical Center, right here in Fort Worth.
17 minutes southeast of where we sit right now. It's good to know there's still love in the world.
They're so romantic.
And so close nearby. Mm. Too close nearby. Couple of RIPs and further business closing, bankruptcy, and otherwise news. RIP to Skype. Anybody else use Skype over the course? We should try it, actually, here. We could get the cameras to be held.
Representative.
Microsoft took over Skype many years ago, and they announced that they will be shutting Skype down in May. So the Teams and everything else has taken its place. Also, going on the heap, evidently Forever 21s still exist.
Oh,
they
won't
for very long. That's going away. And the malls probably that house them. And then this, Red Robin, the burger joint.
Uh-oh.
Could be closing up to 70 stores, many of those across Texas. Red Robin, the latest.
Do they have fryflation? Because they offer the unlimited fries.
Red Robin closed. I think this is. I think the bird flu is getting way out of hand. It's now affecting robins
there. Yeah, it's contagious.
Too bad.
So you ever wonder how Elon Musk has 14 children with 4 different women? Well,
no, I never want to think about that ever.
Look, he cannot help that he is a sexy beast. In fact, he was just named the world's sexiest entrepreneur and beat out other billionaires. Like Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg, they gave the Tesla mogul a 9 out of 10 on the sexiness scale, and the research completely valid. You see, it was completed by a company called IllicitEncounters.com.
So, Elon's the sexiest, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It also sounds like it was a very short list. And then, you know, speaking of Elon, Evidently, Doge is going into the television world.
Ruh-roh.
Because announced, canceled on CBS, not renewed, FBI's Most Wanted and FBI International. Man, his reach is really extensive.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.